This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Aurora's police and fire departments will implement a wide range of reforms as part of a consent decree with the state. Over the next 5 years, the police department will change its policies around use of force, put more controls on how officers interact with the public, and gather more info about police stops, as is already required by state law. The fire department will now need the approval of an independent monitor before it can administer the powerful and controversial sedative ketamine. This is the first agreement of its kind between a local government and the state. Some local health officials are calling on the governor to implement a statewide vaccine passport for indoor settings, though it's not a requirement they have pursued themselves. Denverite's Esteban Hernandez reports.
Health directors in Metro Denver want the governor to issue a statewide mandate requiring proof of vaccination in high-risk indoor spaces. It would include places like bars, restaurants, gyms, sporting events, and other large group settings. This additional request comes on top of a state requirement announced Sunday that unseated indoor events with 500 or more people require proof of vaccination. The request comes as hospitalizations across the state surge. The health directors believe this mandate would incentivize people to get vaccinated and help schools remain open for in-person learning. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
Police in southern Colorado shot at two people in separate incidents yesterday. In Pueblo, police shot and killed a man at his home after he allegedly threatened code enforcement officials with a gun. In Colorado Springs, a carjacking suspect crashed a stolen vehicle into a building after fleeing police. Officers say they shot at him during the short chase, but did not confirm whether he was hit. The man is in the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. This is CPR News and KRCC.